normally the games go down to the wire down here, don't they, at home. So, you know, we were aggressive. We didn't start that well. I was seven out of the blocks, but thought we had the tempo right for most of the game. We were aggressive at the hole. We were sharing the ball and playing some good defense. So, you know, that's some signature Wildcats basketball. Yeah, it's just a time thing when you haven't played that much together, and so they haven't spent much time on the court together. But then it they started clicking, started looking for each other, feeding off each other's energy, and especially when they get so much attention on the defensive end and be able to find different pockets. And you do that after you play a little bit with somebody, you get to know their habits and what they like to do. And I thought their synergy between them tonight was fantastic. Yeah, I think Jason had 11 in the first quarter. So, you know, we know they're individually talented. We know that. And it was, you know, a quick swap over, put Damo on in, put the fire out, hopefully. And Damo did an excellent job just to make sure he doesn't get open looks. And especially when someone's hot, I think he was 3-3 for one stage. And you're going to make him push uphill. And I thought our group intelligence was good out there. The court awareness to who was hot and who needs to... you know, special attention, and I thought we did that.
Beginning of the third term, they got it back. New league hit a couple, this hit one as well, and they got it back, and then the two tech fouls. A pretty important moment in the game, wasn't it? Winnington being fouled out.
Yeah, it's, you know, they've been, the refs have been on that all year, so, you know, it's to expect it. You can't keep throwing the ball away, so they did the right thing, and it's unfortunate that, because I thought he was playing a pretty good game. Oh, well, they got it back to six, did they? Yeah, six. So it was, you know, we gave up a layup, but we know you just got to stay what we're doing. Like, we have a terminology of pound the rock. You know, keep pounding, and, you know, you hit the rock 100 times and it doesn't break, but the 101st time it breaks, and that's what we got to do offensively and defensively. Keep pounding the rock, and hopefully the other team breaks.
Having that last term,
yeah, well, and it was great for our bench to come on and produce, you know, that we didn't take the foot off the throat, so to speak, and the guys off the bench came in and provided that energy and the work. So it was, I was able to rest Bryce in the last quarter and Matty, and, you know, play Casey the first couple of minutes and get him a good rest.
So you started crazy the first half of the season, averaging 25, 26 points, but only 13 since Bryce. But has it been frustrating for you having that?
Oh, no, nah, not at all. It was just coming back from an injury. I had to just get back into the gym and get back to the basics, so to speak. And, you know, Bryce is a great addition to this team, and what he does, like, it's like, great for us.
You look like you're a lot freer now. Are you totally injury-free now?
Yeah, I can say that I'm, you know, getting back to my full 100% self. So I just got to keep doing a little bit more rehab and just keep going. Oh, it was very important. We knew coming to this game that we wanted to win to go to the playoffs, so we just came out and put our best foot forward, and everyone on the team just responded to each other's energy, and we did exactly what we needed to do to get the job done.
You seem to enjoy hitting the scoreboard a lot more tonight.
You
really enjoy
it,
man.
Oh, yeah, man. Like you said, you have a little slump, and then have an opportunity to continue to compete and compete for it all going to the playoffs. So, you know, I was just up and about. My energy was a little higher than it usually is.
Trev, during the week with Greg, was that a distraction? And how did you prepare? Did you prepare with him playing or prepare with him not playing?
Yeah, look, it was a late distraction. I was pretty upset with the timing of it. I thought it could have been nice and earlier. Then you don't want Greg to go through a hearing on game day. You know, that's something that's controllable. But look, that's... we didn't really talk about it as a team. We said this is out of our control and let's just control what we can control, and that's how hard we play on both ends of the floor, and Greg's a big part of that. And, you know, we had shoot around this morning without Greg, and We were fully prepared not to play with him, but it's a credit to him to have all that going on upstairs and to come on and play and be a valuable part of our team. That's a sign of professionalism. Yeah, I know. Look, all I know, you've got to get into the finals with momentum. You know, we've been very fortunate to win two championships here in Perth, and that's, you've got to have momentum going into the finals. And I think Melbourne might have missed out last year when they were, you know, rested a few and lost the game to New Zealand, and then they got clean sweeped and out of the playoffs. So, that's what they do. We're certainly different. We want the sharp toughness edge about us, and hopefully on Sunday will sharpen us up and ready for hopefully play playoffs. Oh, well, it's a one game, isn't it? It's one game elimination. You win the game, you're in the playoffs. Other teams are still fighting. There's a chance that we could finish second. There's a chance that we could finish fifth. So what we can control is how hard we play great teamwork. And, you know, when we step on the court, we're going to be a team and to give it everything we got, and we're going to step off the court. And if we don't win, so be it, but we're going to give the effort to do that.
Like
we don't moz it.
Yeah, it looks like you're really well prepared for this game. Would you agree
with that? Yeah, we start. That's the, you know, I used an analogy a while back. It's like the Melbourne Cup, the race. You don't want to sprint with it's 2,000 metres to go. You want to time your run. We're healthy, which is very rare for the season. We're now starting to play some great Wildcats basketball, and we want to play more games. You know, we want to play games while we're playing well. So, looking forward to Sunday.
It's crazy, isn't it? With three games to go, you're sitting in second and you can still miss the finals. It's an amazing season, isn't it?
Yeah, it's one of those 2010, I think there was the top four all changed in the last game of the round, but the top four was set. Now it's, you know, down to five now, I think. I think everyone's gone except for the top five, so it's, come big weekend.
Is that time with that performance tonight? Like, Sydney's had a pretty good away record.
Yeah, that's we're worried about ourselves, what level that we're playing and how sharp we are, and the guys were locked on what we were doing, what we needed to do. They executed it well, and hopefully more to come.
Thanks, Jason.